Over a million Google accounts hit by malicious apps.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. In New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. Malicious software, disguised as legitimate apps for Android smartphones and tablets, has seized control of more than a million Google accounts since August. Joining me now with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Robert McMillan. Bob, these apps have innocent-sounding names such as Stopwatch, Perfect Cleaner, and Wi-Fi Enhancer.
Yeah, you can't tell much by a name when it comes to the trustworthiness of apps. It turns out the thing I learned in reporting this is you can learn a lot by where you download your app from. And what Google says is if you want to run an Android app, get it from Google Play, because on Google Play they do some checking and they try to, you know, ensure that the software that you're downloading, there are many apps, but they take measures to ensure that you're not getting something nasty when you download software there. The problem is that there are lots of other places you can download Google software, and sometimes the software seems very enticing. It might seem like might be free, and it might look like a free version of something you might have to pay for on Google Play, and that's where the problems begin.
Interesting. Is that why iPhones and Apple devices seem to be relatively free of this kind of thing?
They are locked down. I mean, it really comes down to a philosophy between, you know, a difference of philosophy between the two companies. Google's Android ecosystem is wide open. There's lots of freedom to do innovative things on it, and anybody can write software for it and get it to run on other people's phones. With Google, it's very, very tightly controlled. The software has to be cryptographically signed by Apple. In other words, Apple has to approve any software that's going to be running on your phone. And they don't approve all kinds of software. So you get more choice on Android, but you also get nasty surprises sometimes.
So with these Android devices, which ones are at risk?
Well, most of them, it turns out. I was just looking at some data on... So it's basically if you use the Android codename Jelly Bean, KitKat, or Lollipop, this would be versions 4 or 5 of Android, you are at risk. And that it turns out that's about 73%, I think, of all Android users.
Wow.
I mean, if you bought your phone in the last year, you're probably okay. But if it's older than that, there's you know, the thing to do is to there are a couple of things you can do. One is make sure your software is up to date. You know, go and update your operating system. But the other thing you can do is you can go to the company that discovered this problem is called Checkpoint, and they have if you go to their website, they have a place you can go on their website and kind of figure out what's going on. Now, the odds are you're probably, if you're an Android user, you're probably not infected with this, because they say there are over a million devices infected, and there are I don't know the exact number, but it's more than a billion. It's probably close to 1.5 billion Android users in the world. So that's a very small
right
subset of 1% of all users.
Now, you say in the piece the malicious Trojan horse software called Gooligan was found in 86 different fraudulent apps. Folks who are infected, how do they typically figure out they've been hit by this?
That's a good question. I mean, I think that one of the things the malware does is it makes money by giving you ads, delivering ads to your phone. So pop-up ads would be a sign. You get a bunch of pop-up ads you didn't want. That's a sign. And then it also installs software that you didn't want, that you didn't really ask for. And I think they get, I'm not 100% sure on this, but my guess is they get money for doing that as well. So if you suddenly start seeing apps that you never downloaded on your phone and pop-up ads, I'd be kind of worried.
That'd be a good sign,
point.
Right?
Yeah. Also, one of the things it does is it uses your credentials to do reviews of these crappy apps even on Google Play. So you can, if you spot yourself as a reviewer for some app you've never heard of, that might be a warning sign.
Ouch. Can you tell us what Google is doing about this?
Well, Google has figured out who's, you know, part of, boy, it's, I'm trying how to explain this in a non-technical way. They are taking steps to fix the problem. If your credentials have been your Google credentials have been compromised by this software, they are making you log in again. They're getting rid of all the apps. Part of the scam was that there were actually legitimate apps on the Google Play Store that were being downloaded without authorization onto these phones. So they've kicked all those apps out of Google Play, and they're also doing kind of like a cyber cloak and dagger investigation into the whole network of computers that controlled all of this. They're trying to take down what they call the command and control servers, so that sort of the brains that are telling your poor beleaguered Android phone what to do. And no doubt they are working with law enforcement to see if there is a prosecution they can bring against the people behind this.
Anything you'll be watching for with the story as it develops?
Yeah, I mean I think there are two things. I mean, one, Google has a big problem here. The Trojan horse software that was used in this particular campaign has been around for a couple of years, and they have been able to get rid of it. And it comes back to this problem of people use old versions of Android, and old versions of Android have bugs in them that are known by the hacker community, and those bugs can be exploited to make the phone do things you don't want it to do. So that's a really difficult problem for Google to get around. I'm not sure what they're going to do to solve that problem. Apple has solved it by forcing everybody to just use their software, and that is kind of antithetical to the open philosophy of Android. So there's that. I'm watching that just to see how Google kind of reins things in. It reminds me a lot of the problems that Microsoft had about 20 years ago with the Windows operating system. And Microsoft did a good job of making, when was the last time there was a worldwide, Windows virus or worm that affected people? It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that thing. And then there's also just the kind of cloak and dagger. Are they going to find out who did this? And will people be charged? That may or may not happen. That could be a long time before we find out about that.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Robert McMillan joining us from San Francisco. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.
And thank you for listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
Got money in the markets? Check out Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.